do?
I got an idea. Get Howard Stern. Not everyone wants to hear Howard Stern. Plenty of people don't even like him. But those who do are open to hear how they can keep getting Howard. By taking Howard off real radio and moving him to serious radio, the company has broken radio for millions of people. Radio without Howard is inferior to what it was for those people. It needs to be fixed. Sirius can tell me a story of how they can fix it for only $10 a month. The extra stations, the reception, all the gimmicks, they don't matter to someone who likes Howard. In fact, Sirius shouldn't say a word about the extra features to the Howard Stern people. What matters is that Sirius now has a chance to tell a story to people who want to hear it and to people who will believe it. Over time, the millions of Howard Stern fans who sign up for Sirius will discover the features, and some of them may even be compelling enough to tell a story about, and that story will spread. Getting people to travel. The UK travel firm Lun Poly uses tiny electric dispensers to send wafts of coconut scent through their retail travel agency offices. The smell, quote, has an immediate reaction with customers because it reminds them of suntan lotion and tropical places, unquote. Nobody needs a trip to the Greek Isles. But the things that make us want one are subtle indeed. If travel agencies spent more time with coconut oil and less time finding lower prices on their terminals, they wouldn't be under as much threat from the likes of Travelocity. They need to deliver a personalized experience that you can't get sitting at your keyboard. The end of the jewelry store? Mark Vaden runs BlueNile.com, a site designed to suck the profit out of the jewelry business. He's doing that by substituting one story for another. Quote, "We want to be the Tiffany for the next generation," he says. He's already succeeding. Last year, Blue Nile sold more engagement rings than Tiffany & Company. It's easy to misunderstand his success if you focus on the fact that he sells identical jewelry for half the price of the gems in the famous blue box. If cheap is what you want, you can buy cheap cheaper somewhere else. Cheap is not marketing. Blue Nile's not about cheap. Mark understands that he can always be undersold. Talking about diamonds, he says, quote, "You learn to appreciate them, where they came from, who cut them. Every one of them has a story." Blue Nile sold $154 million worth of diamonds last year because, like Tiffany, they tell a story that the buyer believes. Part of that story is about quality. Part of it is about being smarter than the poor schmo who gets bullied into buying at Tiffany. The Blue Nile story is aimed right at guys, the ones who actually buy engagement rings. The story is framed perfectly for their worldview. The story says, you're smart enough to buy the right diamond at the right price. Tiffany can't tell that story, and neither can the cheap guys. Women hate the Blue Nile story because it points out that Tiffany is a fraud, selling a blue box for thousands of dollars. Men love it for precisely the same reason. Is Blue Nile selling a commodity? No. A commodity is something we need, not want. Nobody needs a diamond. The ironic thing is that jewelry stores feel they must compete on price, and they're the ones who are creating the end of their industry. People with Napster are a band's best customers. The record industry is, on the whole, obtuse and reactionary and short-sighted, but they also don't pay a lot of attention to worldview. What sort of person uses the original Napster or LimeWire or some other P2P service? The knee-jerk analysis done by those at the Recording Industries Association is to say, people who don't want to pay for music. The real answer is, people with a worldview that says that music, especially new music, is important to them. Well, that sounds a lot like the worldview of a typical record buyer and concert goer, doesn't it? Wilco, the band, gets this. Wilco is a hugely successful rock band that released their latest album in its entirety online for free. Tim Manners reported that Wilco's Jeff Tweedy explained his view of the nexus of piracy and marketing like this. A piece of art is not a loaf of bread. When someone steals a loaf of bread from the store, that's it. The loaf of bread is gone. When someone downloads a piece of music, it's only data until the listener puts that music back together with their own ears, their mind, their subjective experience. How they perceive your work changes your work. Treating your audience like thieves is absurd. Anyone who chooses to listen to our music is a collaborator. Tweety is telling a story to people who want to hear it, and that story is easy for them to believe. The lie spreads from user to user, and pretty soon, instead of being one of 5,000 bands trying to get the attention of this very focused group, Wilco is one of a handful. By making the shortlist, Tweety and company end up selling far more albums than they would have if they'd insisted that this huge cohort was lying thieves. The Goodyear Blimp. If you want to see a shining example of old media, television industrial complex thinking, look no further than the Goodyear Blimp. By trading overhead camera shots for featured spots on sports broadcasts, Goodyear has made the blimp world famous. So what? It doesn't sell tires. Just because everyone knows your name doesn't mean everyone knows your story. They don't believe the lie because there isn't one. All there is the blimp and the name. Michelin has a brand that tells a story, safety. They have a story, and people feel good when they buy Michelin tires. Goodyear, on the other hand, gets nothing more out of the blimp than some name recognition and good seats for their CEO at the Super Bowl.